Is there more to déjà vu than just our mind playing games with us? Of course there is. You have to check out the new action-adventure video game, Unknown 9 Awakening. You get to play as Haruna, a spiritually awakened heroine with the fantastic ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that is connected to our own. Her voice is gifted to us by the magical actress Anya Chalotra, who plays Yennefer on the Witcher series. In the game, Haruna is on a quest for powerful hidden knowledge and learns how to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to harness and channel its powers into our own world. But such great power does not go unnoticed. Because of her gifts, Haruna becomes a target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society. The Ascendants' goal? To use the fold to alter human history for their own benefit. Their confrontations take them all over the world, from the sands of Mauritania to the perilous Indian jungles, and even to the gothic landscapes of Portugal. Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2004 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/mystery. That's unknown9.com/mystery.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here live from Nashville, Tennessee. We saw dead people.
Now I gotta figure out how to get these stinking headphones on. You have to like wrap them around your ear.
Oh.
So weird. Sleepy already.
You're always sleepy.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna hit that pool is what's gonna happen.
That's what she always says. I'll tell you.
She
don't fall asleep in that chair.
No.
I'll tell you why.
No, but I can guarantee you I go get in that pool for a while. I'll be ready for bed.
It's her version of how a lot of straight guys will go. Know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you.
I hate that. Sometimes there'll be guests on a few of the podcasts I listen to, and I'm just like, every other word. Know what I'm saying?
I used to have an uncle that used to say, what I did.
What I did.
All the time. What I did.
What to do, baby boo? We used to have a great grandpa that'd pee on the side of the road in the morning and yell, "Foggy, foggy, foggy."
What?
That is so true.
Yeah.
Why?
He was senile. He was real old. Okay. He grew up in the hollers of Tennessee, so you know he's used to just pissing outside.
That's funny.
Foggy, foggy, foggy. Henley was his name. It's a cute name, Henley.
I like Henley. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. That's really cute.
Henley Waters.
That's better than what they got picked out for Emily and Brady's baby when they had.
What is it?
Beau.
Oh.
I think they've changed it to Brody, and then they're going to call him Bo. Hollis said, well, I ain't going to call him Bo. I'll be calling him Brody.
Hey, Bo, Bo.
Brody's his name? Hmm. Brody?
No, that's what they're going to name a baby boy if they have a baby boy.
Oh.
Don't name it Henley.
If no one
no
takes
one has
that name.
That name.
Nobody cares. Shoot. You know how many Matthews we have in my family? Are you having issues?
No, it's just I've never had headphones like this.
So you got to figure them out.
Rich. Like elf ears.
Elf ears.
Well, I can't hear anything.
Hello? Why can't you hear anything? What'd you do?
Nothing. I mean, I see lines.
Hello.
So that should be a good sign.
Hello. Hello.
It's recording.
I was going to say, is there a...
Yeah, there's a volume button.
Volume button. That's what I was looking... That's what I was trying to say. I'm too freaking tired. I can't even think of words right now. And we're going to record.
Good.
This ought to be a
we
good time.
We have him here drooling.
Sopping wet.
Slack jaw bottom.
I will be dollar. When I get in that pool here in a little bit.
She'll be sopping wet.
I'll be sopping wet.
Wet for life.
Oh. Are you comfortable yet?
We're at the Holiday Inn in Nashville.
Coming to you live from Tennessee.
Yes.
And plane's flying right over
us.
Oh,
is that a plane? I thought it was a train.
They're coming for us.
There was construction above us, and then now a plane. Or is that a UFO? We can't
Ooh,
see it.
Ooh, that could be a UFO.
You mean a weather balloon?
Yeah, that's probably what it
is. I want our listeners to know I'm sitting in the corner, and both Shane and Kim have their feet just inches away from me. Just inches.
I told you my dogs were barking.
My God. Feet don't even bother me, but this is a lot.
We're not even going to charge you, Josh. This is free.
Hey, while you're... Why don't you clip my nails or something while you're down?
I have literally one of the world's largest feet and then one of the world's smallest feet.
Her little piggies.
Yeah,
your little poor toes look like how the Chinese used to bind their feet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Have you guys ever seen, like... videos on how they do that?
Yes.
Like, there's still people who do it.
Yeah, know what I think it has. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
the Chinese foot binding years ago. No. Like
the geishas do it or something, isn't it? Isn't that what they're called?
I'm not for sure. I just know it used to be a tradition because small feet was considered beautiful. So as kids, they would break their toes.
Women and for girls,
they would bend them over and bind them. And so when you grew up, your feet were like. Your toes, basically you had your big toe sticking out. But the
How
rest
in the crap
like,
did they walk like that?
Hardly. Like, a lot of them needed help. But it was like rich people, Oh, I'm so wealthy. I have servants too. But yeah, they...
Well, that was dumb.
With their shoes on, it looked like hooves.
Still probably
basically.
Walk better than Kim, though.
After getting... After, 5 hours in the car and walking around cemeteries?
I know.
We were there a good 2 hours.
We were there for a while.
It was a long one. So
well, before we get into that, let's go in order. Let's talk about what we did. Because we drove through... So, of course, where we live in northern Indiana. So, we drove through Kentucky. And as we were driving through Louisville... I was like, guys, as I'm looking at the navigation, I was like, we would add on 20 minutes if we go through Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
And they're like, deal.
We none got time us, to kill.
20 none minutes? Of us okay.
Never, yeah, we've never been through Fort Knox.
No.
Well, we came early, too, just so, so we could do stuff.
And so we're like, oh, my gosh. We know that that is, like, where we're keeping all the gold, supposedly,
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
They have really nice base housing there.
They did.
They do. Yeah, because of course there's a big army base.
I could smell the testosterone.
It was all we could do to keep Josh in the car.
Although Shane tried to hook me up with a little short man selling roses by the side of the
road. Hey, how weird was that? So like we approached this intersection in the middle of nowhere.
No, we were in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. So that's when we got into Nashville. Yeah. Later on, as we're jumping around in the story. Mm-hmm. But as we get into Nashville, there's just this man walking around the middle of the road selling roses for absolutely no reason.
That might be a common thing in large cities. We're just not used to it.
Yeah, it's not a holiday. It's
Shane
just a
rolled
Tuesday.
Down my window when he walked by. Then we drove off.
Oh my gosh.
The light
yeah.
turned green though,
guy,
not to be mean.
The guy had like a little hope in his eye, you know, and he was just like, oh, I'm going to get a rose sale.
I didn't even
They were
flinch,
really
though.
Pretty.
As soon as he walked towards us, I was like, Shane's going to roll down
Kim,
my
were
window.
Were you hoping we were going to buy you some flowers?
I know that would never, ever, ever happen. So
you never
I would
know.
Not hope for nothing.
Someday. When you're gone, I might bring you a flower.
I got me a little dick, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I did.
Josh I opened up my dick? Box of dicks mm-hmm. and
got me a
she
little
got
dick.
Her one. Oh, nice.
I've got
Emily
a plethora of dicks.
At a Holiday Inn in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. She got a little dick.
Came to Crime Con, got a little dick.
I love it.
I sent Emily a text and I said, hey, your mama got a little dick. And she's like, stop.
Mom. Well, but anyway, so we went to Fort Knox.
Yes, went by it. You can't
Well,
really.
So like Kim's looking it up. Like, is there a place that you
Hopeless.
Can stop and like look over and like see it from a distance or whatever? And she didn't see anything that you could stop anywhere near it. So we're thinking, well, we'll just do a drive-by. You know, we'll do a drive-by at Fort Knox.
In the mystery machine.
Yeah, we're trying to be real incognito and discreet.
Right.
And, you know, everyone we're driving by knows exactly why we are in this tiny, tiny town of Fort Knox. So we are on the interstate that no one, like,
there's
very rural.
There's nothing else out
like,
there.
Yeah, and there was very little people.
We couldn't figure out whether we were even going to be able to see it or not. And I'm like, well, yeah. I've seen a picture online, and I know there's big, tall fences all the way around it. So
yeah. Well, then it comes off in the distance. And so we see it. And we're like, oh, my gosh, there it is. So I snapped a picture. I've already posted it on Patreon. And we're like, oh, my gosh. So I see an exit. And so I take the exit, and then I think, oh, my gosh. And then I see that I'm approaching Fort Knox. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to get arrested. We need to turn. So right. I was like, oh, well, let's turn off. But then there's a car like pulling in, and we're like, oh, there's a sign for a visitor center up there. We should go to that. But I'm already devoted in turning off.
So we did so two we, more exits.
Oh my gosh. We like swung around. Then we swung around again, just following the clover.
I could just
Then he
see
drove
them.
Past the building and we
Oh
left.
My God.
We're like, no, people were looking.
The visitor center was so small. I thought it was just like a security post. Mm. So I accidentally missed the parking lot entrance for it. I actually drove right past it. And then the very next entrance is for the military, like how you get into
we're
Fort
like,
Knox.
Turn around.
And so you just know that everyone's just staring at us. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we're going to get arrested. They're going to like.
Let's go.
Yeah. So and I just. Like,
I didn't bring bail money.
I see where you can pull off and like go through and turn around. So there the mystery machine Tesla just pulls and turns around. And by this point in time, everyone is staring at us. That's at the visitor center. And I was like, should we go ahead and pull in here at the visitor center? And Josh
no.
is like,
we're
sitting.
Like, no, driving. Just keep going. Keep just going. Keep going.
They were both just sitting in the back of their seat, go, no, no, just go, just go.
The mystery machine is not good for social anxiety.
Everyone was staring at
Definitely
us.
Not incognito either.
We stopped to charge, and Shane and Kim were still in Subway, and I was waiting by the car, and two people came up. One was a minivan with kids. They wanted
they
a picture
so
with it.
They were so cute.
Yeah, I was just
were.
Like, yep, I'm just going to keep playing Pokemon Go and, you know, take as many as you want. Just don't talk to me.
So what did you guys think of Fort Knox when you saw it?
It was really cool. A lot smaller. Than,
yeah,
it was
a lot smaller than I expected.
But really, I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere. The highway's
very tree-lined.
I guess
I was kind of surprised that it wasn't like back in a field somewhere where you could just barely see it or whatever. It was right on.
Yeah. It probably used to be, you know, like maybe. In the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of surprising that you're allowed to drive up to it. I'm surprised it's not.
I mean,
like,
we weren't within maybe a half a mile.
That shows you, though, how maybe. Good yeah. it's secure. They're like, try it.
Yeah, come on up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, I just think that most of it's underground.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, well, you see the way that you can take the elevator down, but you're not getting down in this bunker,
right.
yeah.
you know. But you can tell by looking at it that it's such a small building. So you just have mm-hmm. a feeling that most of it's underground.
It has to be.
Like, it just looks like the top of an iceberg.
If that holds mm-hmm. all yeah. of, yeah, if it holds all of our are gold for the country.
Some other countries too.
Yeah, it has to be.
Well, I think that it holds more than just gold. Oh, yeah. I think it just has a lot of stuff.
What if it's just empty completely?
Probably.
It probably has a bunch of weather balloons in it.
Right. Oh,
yeah. I mean, just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For fun, every once in a while, they'll go just put one up at night just to let people
to the visitor center, hoping that they would have fool's gold. I think it's called pyrite there.
Yeah.
But I knew they wouldn't. That's why I was like, keep going.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should start selling weather balloons.
Oh my God.
Miniature little weather balloons.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
We'll figure out some way to make our million.
With our logo on it.
That's how we become millionaires.
Me on a trike.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go.
Work it out, baby.
Make our millions.
There you go. So start selling people weather balloons.
What happened after that?
Oh, after we left Fort Knox?
Yeah.
Well, that's when we started heading a little bit towards Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah. This all just happened. This is what happens when you have snack brain. When you snack too much, Josh is like, what happened after we did that? We literally just did it.
It's all a blur.
Oh, okay. I should just make some stuff up.
He wouldn't have known any different.
Right. Aliens.
Well, Josh, we went to Gatlinburg, remember? Oh, yeah. We have fun, didn't we? Yeah, you slept with a woman. Oh, yeah.
I became a mother. No.
Which reminds me, Josh, I just went into our restroom. And
listen, I do not wake up this way.
Is that all of your bags?
We're going to be gone a week.
We have to share one restroom. Did you see what he has in there?
There's a long counter space.
I thought for a moment that someone took.
I have my little hanging bag. It's got all my stuff in it. And that's right there. Yeah.
It's in there too?
It's hanging, on the towel rack behind the toilet.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I thought for a moment that someone got in my suitcase and your stuff was there too, and Josh's. And I thought, oh, someone already got all of our, everything out for our bathroom stuff.
That's not even
and all. And as I was washing my hands, I thought, oh, that looks like all of Josh's stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I was like, we're not going to have enough counter space at this point for anyone else's stuff.
All in the bags.
Stuff.
I got it in the corner.
I don't know how we're going to make it once we get to the Gaylord, because that room's not going to be near as big as this one is.
I won't have it all out. This is just because we're at I think we're only here for one or two days. But, I mean, it could all fit in one big bag, but I like it little smaller bags. That way, one's medication.
Now, when we go to hotels, do you guys bring your own body wash, shampoo, and conditioner?
I do, but half the time I don't. If they have it at the hotel that I'm at, I'll usually use theirs. Mm. Some I don't always, so it depends on how long I'm going to be gone because it dries my skin out real bad.
My skin's so sensitive. I just bring stuff I know is not going to make it itchy.
The nice thing about Holiday Inns is that they always have Dove.
I did see that. I was
Dove normally doesn't bother me. And the Gaylord, if I remember right, it had really nice
Pantene.
We went past it on the way
to town. Yeah, it's huge.
It was so big. I'm so excited to go there. Always wanted to go there.
Yeah, and they have electric chargers. That's going to be nice,
too. I'm real excited.
And I didn't realize that the Ryman was just right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to go to it?
In the Diocese of... Tennessee is right across the street.
Yeah, I might go on there.
Oh, I scheduled it.
I wouldn't mind doing a tour of the Ryman, though.
Now, what is the
Ryman? Yeah, that would be cool.
What is the Ryman?
Yeah.
It's the Grand Ole Opry.
That's what I said. Why wouldn't you just call it the Grand Ole Opry?
Who the hell calls it the Ryman?
That's what I said yesterday.
Is that an ancient name in the...
No,
Kim was a little girl in the 1400s, they called the Ryman.
Never once. And I love country music.
Yeah.
And I've never
heard it called the Grand Ole Opry.
It's the Ryman.
The Grand Ole Opry.
Grand Ole Opry.
Look.
Northern.
Uncultured swine.
No, listen. I think she
How dare you? You said against me.
I think she just calls it the Ryman because she knows that there's going to be some people who have no idea what it is. And so she wants to be that person. But deep down,
it's a conversation starter.
No, it was called. I think it was called the Ryman before it was called Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we call it the Grand Ole Opry now. But Josh, we can take comfort in knowing that Kim can't spell worth a crap. So anytime she tries to text anyone, she always has to use voice to text.
I don't always use voice to text.
Oh,
she
99.5% of the time.
No, only when there's a word that I don't know how to spell. And half the time when I use voice to text, it still doesn't work.
If it's more than four letters,
bullshit.
Bless her heart. When we got to Nashville, We drove past the Gaylord. Name is so deceiving. And we went to a cemetery to see some people. And we were relying on Kim
like
to
a shit show.
Locate them. And she tried her hardest.
I did.
And it took me less than a minute to find one we were looking for.
I am so
horrible. Many times as we've been in cemeteries, you'd think that Kim would know how to navigate something.
I just Googled the person's grave site and then directions. Like, it literally took, I was like following it
Hot
to get there.
Hot Mess Express, which means that we are in a cemetery in Nashville.
Big.
Driving around in the mystery machine Tesla.
Incognito everyone again.
While they're trying to mow the place, all these mowers are just staring us
just
down,
looking at us,
knowing exactly what we're doing in this cemetery, because we drove around the whole place twice.
Yeah, pretty much.
So let's talk about who all we saw there.
We were there for 2 hours.
Yeah, we saw George Jones.
George Jones. Yeah.
He stopped loving her.
That was the
today.
Biggest one that we've seen.
Yeah, and that was really cool. So he had those really words on his gravestone. Yeah. He stopped loving her
it
today.
Was so, Grandma used to listen
that
to
was
him
really,
a lot.
Yeah,
I liked
it. It was really cool. And buried near him was, what was that guy's name?
Beats the
Johnny
hell out
Paycheck?
Of me.
Johnny Paycheck, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
was,
that was really cool.
He was
cool.
Right in front of him, yeah. Actually.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with 2 young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And then, oh my gosh, there was some drama because we knew that some other people were buried in a mausoleum. So we went across the street and we found a mausoleum.
It was musky, carpeted.
Listen, they're not air conditioning their mausoleum, and no. It was huge. It's a 2-story mausoleum. Yep.
Smelled like mildew.
Oh my gosh. The second floor was so hot.
And
I went in to use the bathroom, and I don't know if I told you this, Kim, but there was someone put a needle.
A needle?
Yeah, they left it on top of the, like, you know how, like, you use the hand towel, that little rack thing?
Was it an insulin needle, or was
I don't
it,
know what an insulin needle looks like. It was just a needle.
The toilet.
I don't know if it was a drug needle or an insulin needle, but they shouldn't have put the needle in there.
Hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh, why would you just leave a needle just chilling
out? Yeah,
that
one was not the.
In a mausoleum.
That would have been like
nicest.
If I was alone, I would have walked out.
But like, wasn't the stained glass in there so beautiful?
It was. I don't think it was really stained glass.
It was like recycled out of like broken colored glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, maybe you guys are right. Yeah.
I think it was just...
It was really pretty, though.
Yeah, I thought it was really pretty. I liked it.
It was a very weird mausoleum. I feel like at one point in time when they first built it, it was probably really nice.
Mm-hmm. They but just now, not kept it I up very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really weird.
Different colors of marble, mildew smell.
And there's still a lot of room. It's huge. There's like little corridors in it.
Yeah, like it was like the never-ending...
Yeah.
The never-ending mausoleum. And how, every time we turned, there was another turn.
And how weird did it feel that just the three of us were in it? I kept feeling like there was someone else there.
I did too.
Like, at first I thought, oh, there must be like a priest or a pastor. Like, there's someone here. And then I realized there was no one else in there. Mm-hmm. I just kept feeling like there was people in
like
there.
Like, I kept feeling like I'd turn a corner and someone was...
I kept feeling like there was people there.
Did you look to... Did anybody notice if there was, like, security cameras or anything inside of it?
No. I didn't see any.
The only camera I saw was at the other one by Tammy.
Yeah. Because I kept feeling like I was being watched, which is why I kept thinking, well, maybe there's security cameras. And then I was surprised when I didn't see any. I'm like, this is weird.
I had to giggle, though, because when we went in, you know, we were whispering.
We were very respectful,
really quiet. We were the only people in there.
Well, because it felt like other people were there. That's why I was quiet.
I thought it was a church at first, because it's like, you know, there was
it's got a little chapel.
It was a big chapel.
Yeah.
I mean.
It was a huge.
There's two.
It was pretty big.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Like 12 or 14 rows.
Rows of pews.
That's literally pews. The reason I stayed so quiet is because it felt like other people were in there. I'm like, oh, there's mourners in here.
Yeah. Well, and then we looked all over for the people we were looking for in there. So we walked all our way around the first floor, and then we went up the stairs for the second floor. Didn't find who we were looking for.
I loved how there was an elevator, too, and all of us were like, nope.
I didn't see the elevator.
I'm getting stuck in this.
I didn't see the elevator either.
I did, but I was like, we're going to get stuck. Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
It probably would have.
If we'd have got in there and got stuck, nobody would have known we were even there.
I'm sure
they would have just turned the lights off and locked the doors.
Yeah.
Because it said lock. Like, we had, like, less than an hour.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the one crypt that was like open? Oh my gosh, how weird was that?
There was somebody's name written on the top, Roy.
Yeah.
I was like, ghetto.
You should have stuck your camera up there and tried to take a picture in it.
It was too high. It was really high up. Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, but you're really tall, you know?
But then we left, and all the gays and theys, we saw Tammy Wynette. And I was so excited.
Well, before we get to that, though, we made kids.
Oh, God.
There was a big building in the main part of the cemetery. And we're thinking, okay, well, maybe.
Got to be that.
The mausoleum is in that. So we thought that there was a funeral home in one section of it. So we're like, we don't want to like walk in because there's people lingering outside of it.
Yeah. There is a funeral home.
Wearing black.
Yeah. And we're like, we don't want to be rude and like just walk in and be like, hey, we're looking for Tammy, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're like, Kim, there's a door over there on the side. Walk over there and walk in it. So Kim's like, all right. So Kim goes and walks
in. She's our potsy.
Meanwhile, Josh is looking up to see where
Porter Wagner
is. And I'm thinking, okay, Josh, why don't we just go ahead and, if this isn't it, let's just leave her.
We were both joking about driving away.
You were going to leave
her. We were going to play that song that Dolly wrote when she left Porter Wagner. We'll always love. But then, as we're waiting for Kim, there's a lady who comes out of that funeral home part and starts walking toward our car.
And Josh
and I sink back into our chair and we're just like,
neither one of us looking towards her.
And we're like, Josh and I both talked to her. And I was like, Josh, you're going to have to talk to her. Prepare yourself. Josh, you're going to have to say something. Just prepare yourself. Yeah. Josh is like, oh my God, oh my God. Like,
maybe
she's
just going to take a picture of the car and walk away.
I was like, just tell her we're here. We're looking for the mausoleum. You know,
but then we thought, we'll ask her. Hey, yeah.
Josh is like, hello. She's like, can I just take a picture of your car? My son likes Scooby-Doo. And he's like, yeah, sure. But then she gave us directions to get to the mausoleum. So Kim comes back out, and we follow that lady's directions, and the freaking door was locked.
I'm telling you,
that cemetery, just like other cemeteries, they need some signage.
I don't understand. I don't understand cemeteries at all. This one at least had sections marked. marked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just.
That they had nothing marked on where the people that they know.
You know, a guide.
Yeah. A guide, a map that's going to show you where all of the people that you know people are coming to see.
Over here, Port Wagner.
It's probably a sales ploy. That way you have to go in and they can talk you into buying a gravesite.
Oh, my God.
They're worse than car salesmen sometimes.
It was so frustrating, though. But finally, we go over to another entrance. And it was locked, so we start walking away, and then an employee walks out, and she's like, well, and she tells us just to go in the front, and so she's like, well, you can just walk around to the front.
We ended up right back where we started from.
Yeah, so we walked in, finally, into the mausoleum. I mean, that thing was huge, first of all.
First we walk into the building, and we're like, oh, this one's going to have air conditioning in it, right?
It was so exciting. It was 66, I saw it.
Going to smell good and feel
good. Yes, it was really nice. Yeah. And then you get to the doors that you open up to go into the mausoleum part, and it was 80-something in there at least. It was so hot.
And you just smelt this perfume.
Yeah, it smelled like
dead flowers.
Oh my God.
Cheap perfume.
As soon as we opened the door, I thought,
it was like like it was soaked into the carpet or something.
They must just, I mean, they need some.
Crack a window.
It was nicer outside.
I know.
Open the door or something.
I mean, I guess I understand why they don't keep it air conditioned in there because it costs a fortune.
That.
But I mean, they could still take a little bit of the edge off of the heat.
Right. And the smell. Jeez. It was just very stuffy, and then the air was filled with perfume.
Yeah, like people are going in there with all this perfume, and it just lingers. Because I think the problem is it just doesn't get sucked out or anything. I don't think there's any circulation.
Yeah, I don't think there was any circulation at all in there.
Yeah. But then we ended up turning the corner in the back as we're looking for all these people, and we see her. We see Tammy.
Tammy
Wynette.
By your man.
All of these pictures. Mm-hmm. There's beautiful flowers on her.
Lynn Anderson was right next to her.
Yeah.
She was kind of up on the other side of her.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
We seen little Jimmy Dickens.
Yeah. And I like the little statue.
Yeah, the statue was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it said Tater on it.
It was a very neat.
Did you know the Guy Tomlin and Lily Mae Tomlin?
No,
not that actress.
That was on top of little Jimmy Dickens,
right? They weren't.
You weren't sure who those people were.
I thought maybe they might have been somebody, but I couldn't find anything on them.
Right,
they just had a very elaborate.
Yeah, they had a really elaborate.
Well, then because we were already running to the closing time of when they were going to close that.
We had
section.
Like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we had to leave there so that we can hurry up and go find Porter Wagner.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to see him. And we knew he was buried outside.
Very small.
Yeah. And the thing about the cemetery is it's a lawn cemetery, which I talked about in a previous episode. So all these tombstones, minus some of the famous people, some of, like George Jones had that huge one.
Yeah.
But we knew that Porter Wagner, by looking online, that he had one.
That was flushed to the ground,
yeah. So we found out what section he was in, and we went and found him. And what really surprised me was how, modest his was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very surprising.
He could have definitely had something huge. He was a really big name for a long time.
Well, and he was known for, his bedazzled, flashy suits.
Right, suits. And
yeah. I mean, and it blended in with all the other tombstones around it.
Yeah, it took us forever to find it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought for a moment that we were just going to have to give up because I was just like, well.
And this all goes back to, look, okay, if anybody out there knows anybody that has a cemetery or works at a cemetery or anything like that, you need to let them know if there's anybody famous in that cemetery, they need to either have a map or have it marked.
Yeah.
Some people arrows could go pointing.
You could go pay your respects to people that you liked, you know, as singers or whatever, and then you can't find them. We missed Jerry Reed because I couldn't find him while we were walking through the last mausoleum. Because we were running too short a time and we didn't have time to go back and look for him, so we didn't get to see him.
Dead or alive, I don't care. All I know is I met Tammy Wynette today. I was just inches from Tammy Wynette.
So yeah, I also like the little table they set up for her.
Yeah,
that was really cool. Nice. Yeah.
I tried to sign the guest book, but my hands were so clammy, I couldn't twist the metal pen. Oh, I couldn't get a grip on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was. I'm really glad we decided to go there, though. It was really frustrating how long it took us to find anyone in there.
Right.
There was no sign. Like,
massive. Amanda's,
oh, my gosh.
Massive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no signage.
There was an adorable original cabin that had a natural spring.
Yes, that was really cute.
Like, right in the property. That was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
There had some places that had statues and stuff, and it all decorated around it. It was really pretty. And
it must have used to have been in a really nice spot of Nashville, but I think it's been built upon to where now it's kind of, like, driving there. We're like,
right,
is this... Where the hell's this taking us?
Yeah, my theory is that there were some bigger names that started going in there, and then more bigger names started buying spots in there, and then at some point in time, the area around the cemetery started becoming not so nice to be in, and so then people just started, like, the more famous people stopped buying spots in there.
Like, there was an escape room that butted right up against to the cemetery.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't notice that. There was a lot of famous people in that. Some of them, I mean.
Older famous.
Yeah, older famous that I didn't even know who they were.
Yeah.
Older than me famous, but, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I'm wondering if, like, the George Jones and Wagner would have known them and been like,
that's why I want to
be buried there because I like them. Or in Tammy, even. So that's why I'm just thinking that there were just people before them who they looked up to that had been in there. And then the area may have been nice or maybe even not developed very much at that time. And they were like, oh, yeah.
I really like the traditional cemeteries more because, you know, the headstones, some of them are really cool looking as you drive through. That's half the
It's much easier to find people,
too. Yeah, you can find people a lot easier that way, too. Yeah, I definitely like those type of cemeteries. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to personalize a stone that's flush up against the ground anyway, you know, and you can see more of somebody's personality or whatever in a traditional stone.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
There's one in Winchester that looks like a tree stump.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them, it's so old,
it has like moss growing on it. So I'm like, it does really look like a tree stump.
All right, guys. So on this trip, have you guys had any good snacks or any drinks? So we all have been drinking from Circle bottles. And
pink drink.
Josh and Kim have just let me try this pink drink thing. And I'm telling you, it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Not an ad. We're just...
No, I know. But they need to be. I'm telling you what.
Definitely willing.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want our listeners to be like, waiting for us to be like, and use this promo code.
And use this promo code.
Yeah, and this...
Little Dicks.
We all three use the...
I wish somebody like that would drink water.
I know.
Be a sponsor, because...
It would be nice.
Save us.
Well, I mean, it's something that we use every day, and we know we enjoy it, and we like it, and we're actually promoting it to something that we like.
And Gay Circle and Zyrtec. Yes, please.
I do like the pink drink, though. It's really good.
Yeah.
No, I had churro Oreos.
Oh, yeah. Those were really good.
I've been waiting to
Josh just came down the list of all his snacks he's had today.
Well, I didn't get lunch. I, like, had snacks.
Yeah, I didn't have...
I had beef jerky and
pistachios. I had those chips, and then I ended up eating a granola bar, too.
What'd you get in Subway?
I didn't get anything in Subway.
Oh.
Yeah, I just got a cookie in Subway.
Oh, I thought you guys, like, ate lunch there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was on the fence about it, and I probably should have, because I...
Their bread can be hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a Tesla charger at a Subway. And if I'm charging someplace and I go in to use the bathroom, if it's not at a gas station, I feel like I need to, like, buy something.
Mm-hmm. That's why I waited by the car, because I had bought something at the gas station and I didn't want to bring outside food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could have, I guess, since I bought something there. I would have done that.
Yeah, I should have ate lunch. I need to do better at that the rest of the week, because... If I skip lunch like that, well, the later that it gets before I eat lunch, my sugar goes low.
So luckily I had...
You'll find her on the floor somewhere in a corner.
I mean, I want all these snacks to be gone by the time we get
home. Oh, don't think that they won't be. We got a whole week.
I know.
I'm going to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and Kim's going to be out here just iron. Hogging
That's
away.
Not all of them. I just ran out of room on the counter.
Are you kidding?
Well, I've got, like, more of some stuff, like the apple pies, and... She's like, I'm on a diet.
No kidding. You guys are just going to be bringing Don't all the snacks, me. And...
Well, it's I a brought... lot cheaper to
where's
bring
the,
it.
Where's yeah. the cake? Did you bring a birthday cake?
No, I, oh, that didn't no. make it.
Sorry.
It's a lot cheaper than having to buy it in the hotel lobby. And I figured the Gaylord would be pricey.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to Aldi and got snacks.
I did bring peanut butter crackers and...
I still plan to eat at a few of the restaurants there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I want to try them out.
Yeah.
I yeah, try me too. Too.
But,
yeah.
like, you know, my late night snack cravings, I don't want to have to schlub down. It's a big place. I didn't want to have to go all the way down to the... convenience store and pay $5 for a candy bar.
Right. There's all kinds of restaurants in that place.
Oh, yeah. You can buy you some boots, Kim. Boots. I saw they have a boots place. God. I'm real excited for the botanical gardens. I have a map of all the different types.
Did you see you could take a little boat ride inside?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, will you catch me dead on it? Nope.
You bet you.
I'd like to.
I did look up the spa prices.
You looked up the spa prices?
I was like, oh, but they were expensive. Not more than like a massage was like 100, which I mean, that's common for a massage.
Yeah. Mm.
But they had like facials, like facial treatments and stuff that were reasonably priced. I was like,
Interesting.
I did see the boat ride, but I'm not. If it was like $5, maybe, but I think it's like 20 to 30.
Mm.
I'm like, I ain't paying that much to ride down a man-made river inside. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, there's no snakes.
Oh, that's true.
If it was a lazy river, I'm about that life.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Yeah, I do like lazy rivers.
I'm kind of sad that we don't have the, we didn't get the, what was it? The experience called the water park type because they had a lazy river there.
That's all I do at water parks. I don't do the slides.
No, I
That's
don't
what
either.
You do in the pool.
Oh, they don't swim have swim in the pool. Tubes.
It's a lake. You do not swim.
I
you
do float. Too.
We're gonna get our bikinis on and go swimming when we're done.
I'm so excited. I'm ready to go get in a pool.
Kim has a gorgeous crocheted thong string bikini.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's closed because they're doing construction here?
We will revolt.
I will, yes, I will knock somebody out at the front desk.
No, they better put the hose in it and fill it back
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
If it ain't on the website.
Right. Then they're false advertising. All right, well, that's all I got.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we ate and we came to the hotel.
Right.
The end.
Well, thanks for joining us on this special episode from our hotel room in Nashville. Woo-hoo. The Holiday Inn.
We'll talk at you later from CrimeCon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.